see Hudson, but I don't know. I've never been to Accra.
Always needs computer donations. If you have an old one you don't need, and it's either a Macintosh 2011 or newer 2.0 gigahertz or faster CPU, dual core or more, or Windows 2012 or newer, 2.4 gigahertz or faster CPU, dual core or more, email info at wgxc.org for more information.
Tune in to Radio for Open Ears, Tuesday, January 22nd. Rob Saffer in after the noon news with the Overlook Show, focusing on the Jazz Fest this year. At 2 p.m., take an audio buffet with Buchan Gase, Hudson's band that has a new album out called Scholars. The Framework Show is on 3 p.m., listening to composers working with field recordings. Holly Tenner's in on the WGXC Afternoon Show at 4 p.m. Michael Wilde has the Mosley Single Show, focusing on the music of New Zealand at 8 p.m. on the radio. And Dan Seward's in from an undisclosed location in Hudson at 10 p.m. on the Battlefield Earth Show at 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
And here we go.
All right, you are mic two.
Music was brought to you by original Wild Cherry singer-songwriter Rob Parisi. Yep, he went into smooth jazz, also became a, you know, continued what he'd been doing for a long time anyways, becoming a great session musician. So yeah, today's show is all about other songs by one-hit wonders. And now we'll go into some geek speak. Stephen Schiff is going from Rusky to Rebel Spies. Deadline reporting the former The Americans producer will serve as showrunner on the still untitled Disney Plus Diego Luna starring Rogue One prequeling series. Meanwhile, The Mandalorian has added both fleshy and middly characters, with Nick Nolte taking on an unknown role and making Star Wars reporting bounty hunting droid IG-88 from that iconic scene in Empire Strikes Back has been spotted on the set. And CEO Iger further confirmed that the mouse has learned its lesson from the loot in the franchise on the film front, saying the streaming service will not produce Star Wars movies, only a few alternating series. Dun 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 dun. That a cappella remix means the end of an era in the superhero movieverse is at hand, with Twitter film reporter Daniel Rickman claiming Fox is ending development of all X-Men and Fantastic Four-related films not involving Deadpool, with the Disney buyout likely to fully take effect within the next few months. X-Force could still squeak in if it gets into production very, very soon, but the possibly-to-be-delayed-again Josh Boone New Mutants movie may go straight to Hulu, and is probably the last of the original X-Men-verse series, following June's Dark Phoenix. This means Channing Tatum's windmill known as Gambit, James Franco's Multiple Man, an adaptation of that Kitty Pryde versus Not an Alien issue. Noah Hawley's Doom, Brian K. Vaughan's Silver Surfer, and that half-rumored Franklin and Valeria Richards plus Uncle Torch and Uncle Fang kid-friendly piece all dust with the flick of the true holder of the Infinity Gauntlet. Other than the hanging carrot of a Tarantino installment, it looks like the future of Star Trek is back on the small screen, as some were expecting the salary walkout of Chris Pines and Chris Hemsworth has permanently shelved a fourth reboot-verse installment. Deadline reporting director S.J. Clarkson's flight over to the Game of Thrones prequel also brought confirmation of the end of the road for that version of the franchise for now. Meanwhile, Alex Kurtzman filled live feed in on some details of both a second animated series and the triumphant return of Picard. Joining the comedic Lower Decks animated series will be a more kid-aimed tune, and Picard's series will begin with showing how the dissolution of the Romulan Empire following the destruction of Romulus at the beginning of the 2009 reboot has affected Jean-Luc's life. And finally, while avoiding spoilers for the rather good twist regarding her character's origins, I will report that CBS All Access has greenlit a Star Trek Discovery spinoff for Michelle Yeoh's Section 31 agent. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, I promise no more of that. Paramount's TV-based franchise that does do good overseas is not getting burned anytime soon. With 7th Mission Impossible installment Fallout continuing the series' acclaimed and lucrative success streak, Variety reports director with the Midas touch Chris McQuarrie and Tom Cruise have signed on to do back-to-back sequels scheduled for 2021 and 2022, taking it up to the 9th installment and McQuarrie's 5th overall. So now, starting off with an actual... This show is going to be other one-hit wonder songs, but here is an actual one-hit wonder. The Floaters, Float On. Nothing to do with Modest Mouse's Float On. So, here we go.
Aquarius. And my name is Rel. Now I like a woman loves her freedom, and I like a woman who can hold her own. And if you fit that description, baby, come with me. Take my hand, come with me, baby, to love land. Let me show you how sweet it could be, sharing won't you do?
Float on, float on.
Come on, come on, come on.
Float on, float on.
Libra. And my name is Charles.
Band. That set started off with the Floaters, their one hit Float On. Then you heard Rockwell, one of Rockwell's follow-ups to Somebody's Watching Me with Obscene Phone Caller. Regarding Kenneth Gordy, time to pass on some illumination provided by YouTube reviewer Todd in the Shadows, whose show has really helped me digging deep into research on this special. And he provided some more information about the well-connected one-hitter. Rockwell actually didn't rely on nepotism that much. The son of Motown founder Berry Gordy, through his mistress, was actually on the outs with Dad when he tried to break through into the business under a stage name. But then one day he played a demo for childhood friend Michael Jackson, and the theme of the song so spoke to the King of Pop that he wanted to do the backing vocals, and thus Somebody's Watching Me is Your Uncle. And one thing about Floaters I'll note is that now I know what one riff Crow made in MST 3K episode that I can't nail down was referencing. Now, back to Geek Speak. In the frankly, I really don't care anymore department, Ghostbusters is getting the retcool treatment following the disappointment of the man-baby rage-inducing 2016 reboot. Variety broke that Jason Reitman will take up his father's mantle and co-write slash direct a direct continuation of the 80s movies. I think there is plenty to explore or exploit in the setting, but I just feel ambivalence. I've never really been ambivalent about a new He-Man movie, just very, very wary, and not because of the last go-around. Eight-year-old me still remembers enjoying it in the theater, but I might have also liked Mac and Me back then. To be fair to back that time me, I also really like surreal New Zealand post-apocalyptic drama The Quiet Earth, and still do. Backing off from this digression, my wariness regarding another live-action outing for The Prince of Eternia has been because the recent turnaround aside, the words a Sony Pictures production always makes me nervous, and most important, they do not need to make it grim, dark, or Lord of the Rings with loincloths. But the odds against it may have gone down, as David Goyer, still a producer, has seen his draft drop for a new script assigned to Iron Man and Men in Black International writers Art Markham and Matt Holloway. Sony, just look at what you recently did with Spidey and what DC is doing to fix the mess that your producer left behind, and understand that He-Man is a superhero, just one set in a fantasy sci-fi kitchen sink, and most importantly, have fun with it. Now, speaking of fun, here is Dexy's Midnight Runners with the Celtic Soul Brothers.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Celtic Soul Brothers and the Strong Devoted.
ding da dum da ding da dum da dum da ding da ding da dum da dum da dum Scatman's World.
That started off with Dexy's Midnight Runners, the Celtic Soul Brothers, single released before Come On Eileen, and later re-released as a top 20 placing on the UK charts, and briefly cracked the American. That was followed by pre-one-hit wonder release, Wild Cherry, Declare and I Feel Sanctified, before being told to play that funky music. And we ended with Scatman John's follow-up. Scatman was Scatman's World. He did pretty good for himself in what little time he had left, becoming huge in Japan. Of course, that's often the way. So, for our last Geek Speak segment, we'll go with a Netflix, definitely a recommendation, but maybe more an offense. Put simply, give Disenchantment a chance. Quick reminder, the Matt Groening-Josh Weinstein reunion focuses on Leela with Bender's party-arty attitude, Princess Bean of your typical fantasy kingdom, along with majorly crushing Elf BF. Elfo and personal demon Lucy, and while it may just be an exaggeration of the internet and internet reaction, and in Netflix is perfectly happy enough to order two more seasons on top of the next one, the reaction generally seems to be meh. Now that I was not quite enchanted yet, just with a disappointed sigh, put aside grinning, showing both age and major lack of modern media savvy, by not leaving a subject someone else had handled well already, and focus on the actual product that, lest we forget, is also Josh Weinstein's, you know, one of the architects of the undisputably classic season Simpsons. And just stick with the first season to the end, and you see that, hey, maybe Groening is trying to do something different here, and stop comparing it to past successes that also took a season or two to get going. Different in this case is a few background running plot lines that take several major twists in the last few episodes of season one. These also address a problem I shared with some, but also falls in that first season. It takes time. Cuttacill, time to build a supporting cast in this case. Skinner, Flanders, Hermes, so on, took seasons to build, and they begin doing that with Bean's own Homer as Robert Baratheon dad in the last few episodes, and open the show up to begin expanding its horizons in both characters as well as setting. Season 2 is due any time, so maybe just do as I did and use some free hours to watch 2 or 3 of the 10 episode season at a time, or do as our streaming overlords prefer and go in for a big binge. Now it's 11:30 here, Forgotten Geek, WGXC, and we are going on with Now, we'll start off the set with the namesake of a classic 90s one-hit wonder by a beloved British comedy actor who also played one of the greatest recurring characters in Doctor Who history. Here's Bernard Cribbins with the song, Right Said Fred.
Right said Fred, both of us together, one each end and steady as we go. Tried to shift it, couldn't even lift it, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right said Fred, give a shout for Charlie, up comes Charlie from the floor below. After straining, heaving and complaining, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he thought we ought to take off all the handles and the things what held the candles. But it did no good, well I never thought it would. All right, said Fred, have to take the feed off to get them feed off, wouldn't take a mow. Took its feet off, even took the seat off, should have got us somewhere, but no. So Fred said, let's have another cup of tea, and we said, righto. All right, said Fred, have to take the door off, need more space to shift the so-and-so. Had bad twinges, taking off the inches, and it got us nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right, said Fred, have to take the wall down, that there wall is gonna have to go. Took the wall down, even with it all down, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he said, look, Fred, I've got a sort of feeling, if we remove the ceiling with a rope or two, we could drop the bloody through. All right, said Fred, climbing up a ladder with his crowbar, gave a mighty blow. Was he in trouble? Half a ton of rubble landed on the top of his dome. So Charlie and me had another cup of tea, and then we went home. I said to Charlie, we'll just have to leave it standing on the landing, that's all. You see, the trouble with Fred is he's too hasty. Now, you never get nowhere if you're too hasty.
I'm a celebrity. shares my limo, but he shares my pillow. Welcome to reality. I'm a celebrity. When it goes tits up, you'll see. I'll kiss and tell, they'll all run like hell. Yes, I'm a celebrity.
Set off with British actor comedian Bernard Cribbins, Right Said Fred, and then the band that took their name from that, Right Said Fred, with one of their follow-ups to I'm Too Sexy, I'm a Celebrity. And finally, I decided not subject you, dear listeners, to one of the Rednecks' follow-ups directly in the vein of their obnoxious cover of Cotton Eye Joe. Instead, we got The Chase, which is a little more indicative of their usual style. And so now we'll go on to our last full set with Living in a Box of Living in a Box fame, but they're joined by a pretty big guest, so here they are with Brian May, Blow the House Down.
Yeah. Erfüllen alle Ziele, kommt von deiner Hand. Selbst dann war mir in den Himmel ein sicheres Band. Weil es verändert, ich sag wie, es war hoch wie nie sehen. Hey, honey, can't you see it's destiny? It's soft for bragging on the tattoo. Don't bring your hands to the tattoo. The upbeat band see.
Show me the way. You move your body night into day. Why should I wait for you to love?
Too late to make it happen. Fire next to body, turn the pain to pleasure.
Okay, that set started with Living in a Box's follow-up single, accompanied by Brian May, Blow the House Down. Then Falco and the then-recently-divorced Brigitte Nielsen did Body Next to Body. And we ended with Smooth Criminal covers Alien Ant Farm's Movies, a single they or the label believe in so much, they released it three times trying to make it a hit. I think it's okay, but twice was enough, guys. Well, thank you for listening to Forgotten Geek here on WGXC 90.7. And this has been your host, Corey McCaslin. I'll be back in second week of February, second Tuesday of February. And we'll be going out first with a little bit of more trivia. Billy Idol was offered Don't You Forget About Me. I think so. It was Simply Red, but they turned it down. And the rest was history, but Idol did cover it for his greatest hits. And then after that, you'll hear most of Bronski Beat, a remix of Bronski Beat's Small Town Boy, a one-hit wonder here, but they have clocked in quite a few more over in their native territories. So thank you for listening, and have a good day.
As you walk on.